And joining us now is someone whose job is making sure that all of you visitors to Oshkosh know that Oshkosh has lots and lots to offer, not just EAA. Amy Albright is the Executive Director of the Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Amy, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. This is quite a view. I'm very impressed with the setup here. I love being here. Thank you for having me.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. I can tell the whole world I'm celebrating with 700,000 of my closest friends out here.
There you go. Yes. So before you joined up with Discover Oshkosh, or the Convention Visitors Bureau, you've been a lifelong resident of Oshkosh. You were with the YMCA for a number of years as well.
I was. I just passed a YMCA tent, and I was thinking, I remember doing the fundraising out here when nonprofits get to come out here and sell water and make money for their organizations. So it was kind of coming full circle, and yeah, it's so fun being out here.
So how many years have you been involved here on the ground?
Yeah, so this is, I think, going on my 9th year, which is pretty crazy. And every year I am amazed. I'm not an aviation enthusiast in theory. Mm-hmm. I am in heart.
Okay.
Nobody needs me to fly an airplane or even I can be a passenger. Okay. But, I mean, just seeing everybody arrive and just pure joy on people's faces. Even as I was walking across the grounds to get here, you just see kids taking pictures of planes and cars. And it's the coolest thing.
Your YMCA experience, how did that kind of trend into what you're doing now?
Yeah. So, I mean, when I worked at the Y, I worked in fundraising. I worked in communications, worked with people. And that is what we do, obviously, in the Convention and Visitors Bureau world. We're trying to connect people to our town. And, you know, people are coming from all over the world. Yesterday, I was selling shuttle passes at UW Oshkosh. And it's kind of a long story how I landed there yesterday. But people from Sweden, Alaska, Montana, Iran, India. I mean, people just from all over the world landing and staying in our dorms on campus, and just everyone's so happy to be here. And so I think just my skills from a standpoint of just being able to deal with people and connecting are really what it's all about. Yeah.
Excellent. How did you become Oshkosh's biggest ambassador?
Well, I truly believe we have one of the most special places in the world. If you've ever traveled outside of Oshkosh, which I know you have, I know many of our listeners have, Oshkosh has this crazy connection. So if you wear an Oshkosh hat, if you wear an Oshkosh t-shirt, you are bound to be stopped. And maybe that happens with everybody, but I feel like there's this weird connection to Oshkosh that almost everybody has. So if it's not AirVenture or EAA, it is Oshkosh Bagash, it's Oshkosh Truck, it's somebody's grandma, it is Lake Winnebago. I mean, it can be whatever you think might connect people back here. And I just am so proud to be from here and so proud to be able to promote this. I think people hear about AirVenture and they think, it's this little air show. And even people who live here, I think just the more that they pay attention and the more that we talk about this and talk about, you know, the impact it has in our community, when they drive by, they're like, do you know there's a lot of cars out there already? I'm like, yeah, we know. But it's people pay attention to it. And it's a pretty cool thing we have going here.
Good. And where exactly is your booth located on the ground?
So I'd say we are staffed. Now I can say we're staffed in 3 locations in Oshkosh this week. So our booth is right next to the main tower. So where the sign says busiest airport in the world, we are right there, and we are there every day staffing that booth. We have information. We can give you information about Oshkosh. So if you need a recommendation on a restaurant or something like that, but we're also here as a service to EAA and providing information on the ground. So if you need a map, if you need the daily news, if you need to know where the bathroom is, we can help you. And then we're also staffed at our office downtown Oshkosh. So we're at 100 North Main. You can stop in there. We're there from 8:30 to 4. And we're providing information, again, maps, recommendations, anything you might need. And then we are also now on at the Culver Center on the campus of UW Oshkosh selling shuttle passes. So we can help you there as well.
Excellent. With those 3 locations, you have quite a bit of outreach. But, so what happens next Monday? Because when I worked for EAA, that was always a question people had, is like, what do you do for the other 51 weeks? But this is a hopping place. the other 51 weeks as well. What are some of the highlights of Oshkosh that AirVenture visitors might not know about?
Absolutely. So we are a busy destination year-round. And one thing I always like to point out is that while AirVenture is a really busy week, 1 week a year, EAA is a crazy tourism generating machine all year long with events, programs, museum, all the things going on. We have a very big concert series coming up. We're so excited. It's the third year of Crossroads 41, and that's a country music festival that will happen the first weekend in August. We kick off that Thursday night with Zach Brown Band, and then that Friday is Lainey Wilson, and then Saturday night is Jason Aldean. So that is going to be an amazing, fun time. So we will just jump right into promoting that. Also, that Sunday, they're doing their first year of rock, so it'll be just a one-day event. They'll have Daughtry, Breaking Benjamin. I mean, it's going to be a rockin' good time. That happens really close to us.
Right.
We just finished up the largest grass volleyball tournament in the world right before AirVenture. That happens. It's called the Wapaka Boat Ride Volleyball Tournament. It doesn't happen in Wapaka. It's not a boat ride. It's a volleyball tournament that happens in Oshkosh, but it's a huge event. And then, of course, we're just helping people discover Oshkosh if they're coming here for business travel, if they're coming here for a family reunion, maybe it's a class reunion, maybe they're just visiting their parents, maybe they're moving here, whatever it is, we're always trying to provide information and promotional aspects to put Oshkosh top of mind for everybody.
The event city.
And we go by any name. People will say, aren't you Oshkosh on the water anymore? I'm like, we are whatever you want us to be. Yes.
And you should also come in the winter, because if you've never been to a fishery, you have not lived.
Yes, and what I love about our big lakes, so we have Lake Winnebago connected by the Fox River to Lake Butamore and up, you know, an entire other land. But our lakes become very usable in the winter when ice forms, mm-hmm. and that becomes a whole nother jam. We had our first legal bar on the ice that ever existed in Wisconsin. And I'd say legal because I don't know. That's how it was classified. But we have a local distillery, Sturgeon Spirits, that did that. And that actually went viral. Fox News picked that up, their weather channel, and it was distributed like all over. And people think the ice is a pretty big deal. So we definitely encourage you to come here year round.
And tourism is a very big part of the economy here. And just some recent figures have been published about the actual economic impact, not just of EIA, but tourism in general. And how did that play out for Oshkosh and Winnebago County?
Yeah, so Winnebago County fared really great. So we always get the numbers from the state, and it mm-hmm. always comes a year late. But we were up in like every category, visitor spending. We were one of the biggest growth spots in the state, actually. AirVenture, we have to thank for a lot of that. So I think you know this, but and you probably have been talking about this, but the economic impact, they just completed a new study, and the new number is $257 million over a 5-county radius, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And I was telling your friends inside as I was walking out here, I can't look at the grounds without thinking about all the money that's being spent. And I mean that very, you know, I'm very thankful. But, you know, all of these booths that are set up with beautiful flowers, I mean, you're talking about landscapers mm-hmm. getting business. You're talking about caterers, the ice trucks that are coming and delivering the ice. Shout out to Serve Ice in Oshkosh. That's actually my uncle owns that. And there's just the gas that's being mm-hmm. bought, the food that's being bought, the hotels that are being stayed at. It just, the souvenirs that are being bought, it's just, it's incredible. But the best thing is all these people making memories in Oshkosh and hopefully going back and talking about that. The social media that happens this week is, we can't keep up. We cannot keep up. It is so fun. It's everything from kids seeing a plane for their first time to a 99-year-old war veteran that is here experiencing AirVenture maybe for multiple times, or, you know, the honor flight that will go out on Friday. I mean, you just can't make it up. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals were here yesterday, which I wish it was the Green Bay Packers.
And I said the same thing.
I mean, whatever, but I'll take the NFL any day of the week.
There you go. With the tourism and the people you've met, is there one story that just kind of sticks out in your mind when people say, well, what's it like to be at AirVenture and meeting all these people?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's so many stories. I'm going to tell you a little story that might seem very tiny, but mm-hmm. It was just a big deal. And I don't know if you have social media, but maybe you can put this kid out there. But so we're selling shuttle passes. I was wearing an Oshkosh hat. He came up 10 years old and said, I love your hat. Where can I get one of those? Confident kid. And I said, give me your number and I'll I'll try to hook you up. I don't know if I have this exact one. So I texted him, found the hat, gave him a little gift bag, and I just have to show you this kid. So his name is Marcus. I feel like this kid is going places. He sent me this picture. So for those listeners who can't see it, he's wearing a little flight suit and his Oshkosh hat and his aviator glasses, which I had one pair left. Yep. I mean, this was just sort of a miracle. And he just was so excited to be here. And I just think the free admission that EAA has been providing for kids
from Boeing, yep,
just has really blown up sort of that family sector. And you know, grandparents bringing their grandkids, and just all of that is amazing. And then I have to just say the people that have been coming for years and years. I just, you know, I had a group of people from South Africa that have been coming, and they can't wait to get to Kelly's and have a beer. Yep. And I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It's just
good.
Amazing.
If folks want to keep track of what's going on in Oshkosh, what's the best way to do it?
Yes. So follow us on Discover Oshkosh. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We also have a great website that you can get tons of information. DiscoverOshkosh.com. It will lead you to visit Oshkosh.com. They're all the same. You can always give us a call, 920-303-9200. Stop by any of our locations. We're right on the grounds next to the tower. And we're always happy to provide information about really anything.
Well, here, there you have it. Oshkosh's greatest ambassador, Amy Albright, Executive Director of Discover Oshkosh. Congratulations on another successful year so far.
Yes.
And let's close out the week in style.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. This is From the Stand, and you're listening to EIA Radio.